Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We are so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our feature speaker, Max Pratt.
Fill your horn with oil and be on your way. I am sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem. I have chosen one of his sons to be king. Samuel consecrated Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. When they arrived, Samuel saw Eliab and thought, "Surely the Lord's anointed stands here before the Lord." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not consider the appearance of his height, for I have rejected him." The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Our scripture selection is found in the first book of Samuel, chapter 16. The entire account tells of the sons of Jesse who will be the one chosen to be the king of Israel. Join us as we expand on the account of God's choice of a new king. We're thankful to have this opportunity to share another portion of God's word with you. We seek to use this brief time to open the precious word of God and let our Heavenly Father speak to our hearts. We do pray that our listeners once again today will be blessed by sharing this time together.
Well, search me, Lord.
Search me, Lord.
Search me, Lord.
Search me, Lord.
Well,
turn the lights from heaven on my soul. Well, if you find anything that shouldn't be, take it out and strengthen me. I want to live right. I want to be safe. I want to be whole.
Well, you know when I'm right. You know when I'm wrong. You know where I go, Lord. You know where I belong. You know what I do. Well, you know my secrets too. Well, search me, touch me, cleanse me through and through. Oh, search me, Lord.
Search me, Lord.
Please search me, Lord.
Search me, Lord.
Well, well, and I
turn the lights from heaven on my soul.
Well,
if you find anything that shouldn't be, take it out and strengthen me. I want to live right. I want to be safe. I want to be whole.
Well, you know all of my thoughts. You know my every deed. You know where I go, Lord. You know just what I need. If there's something there that I'm not aware, Lord, take it, move it, keep me in your care. Oh, search me, Lord.
Search me, Lord.
Please search me, Lord.
Search me, Lord.
Well, and I
turn the lights from heaven on my soul.
Well,
if you find anything that shouldn't be, take it out and strengthen me. I want to live right. I want to be safe. I want to be whole.
Oh, search me, Lord.
Search me, Lord.
Well, search me, Lord.
Search me, Lord.
Well, and I
turn the lights from heaven on my soul.
Well, if you
find anything that shouldn't be, take it out and strengthen me. I want to live right. I want to be safe. I want to be whole. Search me, Lord.
It was because Saul, the king of Israel, had disobeyed God's word that he was rejected as the king. The instruction for Samuel to go and anoint a new king alarmed Samuel and others as well. But God was sovereign over his people. Even though it would be years later when Saul dies in battle that the new king would be recognized by Israel. Samuel listened and he followed the Lord's command and prepared himself and Jesse's household for the anointment of a new king. The prophet saw Jesse's oldest son and thought that he must be the one. The whole account is shared with us in the 16th chapter of Samuel's first letter. Jesse paraded his sons before Samuel, but every one of them was not the chosen one. There is one very important truth that is shared in this account. It is, as God told Samuel, men look on the outward appearance, but God looks upon the heart. Often we are taught in the Word of God that His ways are much higher than ours. His wisdom is so much greater. While there are things hidden from our eyes, God knows everything and nothing escapes His knowing. Jesus said that not a single sparrow will fall to the ground without God knowing it. The God that we worship sees all truth. If there is any injustice that comes upon us, men may never know it, but God not only knows of the injustice, He will bring accountability to all. I don't know if you ever wondered why Jesse did not bring his youngest son, David, to be counted among his sons, but I've thought about it. Was Jesse just thinking that David was just a young boy and would not need to be brought in for this time? Maybe he was protecting David from whatever Samuel had in mind among his sons. Perhaps he wanted David to be out there in the pasture with those sheep, so if a lion or a bear came along, he would protect them. If David came along, only a servant would be among the sheep, and who knows? Well, we will never know. But what we do know is that none of Jesse's sons who went with him were chosen. So Samuel asked for David to be brought in, and the Lord revealed to Samuel that the shepherd boy was his choice for a king. While just a keeper of his father's sheep, this young boy was anointed king over Israel. Record of David facing Goliath is next in the scriptural account. David proves God's choice to be right. While some of David's brothers stood in Saul's army, they feared the giant warrior of the Philistines, but David's courage to face the giant came from his absolute trust in the Lord God Almighty to be with him. God knew what was in David's heart. He had a heart to honor the Lord above all else. He went into battle against the Philistine giant in the name of the Lord. He took no credit for the victory. He let everyone know that he would defeat Goliath in the name of the Lord. God also knew that David would protect his people from the false idols of the other nations. And the Philistine giant not only defied God and cursed him, but would have enslaved Israel under the influence of those idols. As a young shepherd boy, David demonstrated how the people should trust in the Lord. This shepherd boy wrote in his psalm that the Lord would be his shepherd and would protect, guide, and provide for him. God's name was being slandered. God's people were being insulted. This brought out great courage of David to battle the giant. In his heart, David did not want the name of the Lord his God to be taken in vain. He stood up to stop it. God chose David because of what he knew was in his heart. What is in our heart? This must be the question that comes to us in this study. God is looking into the heart. Jesus said that out of the heart or from the heart are the issues of life. What is most important to us and what is relevant to us is found within the heart. God is very much aware of our heart's treasures. Jesus taught us to be followers who would lay up treasures in heaven, not on earth. He gave us the truth that where our treasure is, there will our hearts be as well. Jesus invites us all to have a new heart, a heart that honors God by leading us into a life of righteousness. And we would be glad to help anyone who hears today with what God would have within our hearts.
I have stood beside the ocean, heard the mighty breakers roar. I've been dwarfed by lofty mountains, watched the mighty eagle soar. Just to think this same Creator
sod. In an instant a soul was fashioned in the image of God. Created in His image, His likeness is mine. Though conceived in earthly fashion, I've been born of the divine. There's no hill that I can't conquer while I tread this earthly sod. For I was made in the image, the image of God. I have stood beside the cradle, marveled at the gentle grace God can give a newborn baby, show His glory in its face. I have felt those little fingers, and I sense a touch of God. Then I knew a soul so perfect was not destined for the sod. Created in His image, His likeness is mine. Though conceived in earthly fashion, I've been born of the divine. There's no hill that I can't conquer while I tread this earthly sod. For I was made in the image, the image of God. For I was made in the image, the image of God.
Thank you for sharing your precious time today with Moments of Inspiration. This international mystery exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and free Bible upon request. You may contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.